Good day, and welcome to the All EN call. Today's agenda will consist of introductions and Social Security updates by Robert Pass, Cognosante's introduction by Jocelyn Greenwich, then EN updates and reminders by Kara Kaplan, and an outreach update by Jamie Pendergraft. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Robert Pass. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're located. Thanks for joining us for this quarterly All EN call. We appreciate the time that you have taken out of your day. We also appreciate the services and supports that you provide to our beneficiaries who are trying to return to work. I have a couple of updates that I'd like to share, and then I'll turn it over to the other folks that are on the call today. First being Employer Summit, we have reviewed a draft of the report that's been submitted. We're working with Cognosante to put together a summary report of some of the high-level takeaways and action items that we identified during the summit. We have reviewed a first draft. We have discussed edits. And the team is working on making those edits to the document, and that second version will be reviewed over the next few weeks. We're hoping to get something completed and out publicly, but it is going to take a little while, as when we get to a final draft, it has to be reviewed by agency leadership and so forth. So stay tuned for that, but we will definitely let you know when that document is released to the public. I'm thinking it should be out by or before the next quarterly All EN call. One additional item to share with you is a leadership change that has been made recently. As you may be aware, Kilolo Tajikazi was named the acting commissioner for SSA. She had previously been the deputy commissioner for the Office of Disability and Retirement Policy. She was elevated to the acting commissioner position. That occurred last summer. Stephen Evangelista, who was the assistant deputy commissioner, was elevated into her previous, Kilolo's previous position as the acting deputy commissioner. Last week, the announcement came that Dennis Foley was going to serve as the new assistant deputy commissioner under Stephen Evangelista. So Dennis, I know from working with him previously, he comes from our Office of General Counsel. He knows the Ticket to Work program well. He's been a great colleague to work with in the past, very smart. And I think he'll be a great addition towards our leadership team. I want to speak about some new opportunities available. And previously, I talked a little bit about the Employment Summit and some of the things that we're already working on. And I want to get to this in a minute. But some things are already in the works, and they consist of the Talent Acquisition Portal. We've had multiple ENs request to be entered into the Talent Acquisition Portal, and Mike Corso is going to talk about that in a moment. And we also have the ACT Academy, which is a virtual, it's an opportunity for ENs to screen their candidates, their clients that they're working with, to enter them in for free licenses used for training purposes, for software training certification that is virtual. And I'm going to get to Mike in a minute, but I do want to talk about the first opportunity that we have on the agenda, which we call ICAP. ICAP is an abbreviation. If you know us as the government, we love our abbreviations and our acronyms. It stands for Interventional Cooperative Agreement Program. We have sent out an email, so this, you should have seen this in your email messages that you receive from us. But in the event that you haven't, I am going to share this with you again to make sure you're aware of it. Employment networks are cordially invited to attend an informational session on the Interventional Cooperative Agreement Program, otherwise known as ICAP, hosted by Social Security's Office of Research, Demonstration, and Employment Support. This is the component where Ticket to Work is housed as well. And this is this was scheduled to happen on February 2nd, 2022. So for those of you who participated, and for those of you who would like a little further knowledge about this, what ICAP is basically a cooperative agreement between SSA and non-federal entities, of which employment networks may be a non-federal entity, who have interest and ability to identify and operate interventional research through cooperative agreements. They're sort of like a cooperative agreement is sort of like a contract where you're legally it's a legal financial assistance instrument between a federal agency such as SSA and a non-federal entity for basically that non-federal entity to perform research, and it tailored around return to work efforts. So I will share with you, it is on grants.gov. If you Google search grants.gov and you search for Social Security ICAP, you can read the announcement that's there and learn more information. So I encourage you to do so if you're interested in the ICAP process. So without further ado, I'd like to now turn it over to Mike Corso from Disabled Persons. Mike is going to talk about the Talent Acquisition Portal and the Act 5 Academy opportunities that are available to SNs. I'm sorry, ENs, pardon me. Mike, would you like to go ahead and take it away for us?
Yeah, thank you. Rob, thank you for this opportunity. I thank you and Social Security for giving me the opportunity to speak on this call today. My name is Mike Corso, and I manage Disabled Person Incorporated, and we have a couple of offerings that we'd like to offer to the ENs across the country. As Rob said, we have the Talent Acquisition Portal. I'll talk about that secondly. The first is the ACT Academy, the Abilities to Careers Technical Virtual Academy. As you can see, we in the lower left-hand corner there, we have a little logo there. We're partnered with the Council of State Administrators of Voc Rehab with this, and the National Employment Team. So what the ACT Academy is it's virtual. It's all online. It's an instructor-led video-based learning. You can go to slide 2. I'm sorry. That's fine. Could you please go to slide 2? Okay. So what it is, it's an online virtual academy. And what it does is it offers employer in-demand entry-level IT certifications of Microsoft certifications and CompTIA certifications. The video-based learning is captioned, so if any individuals, you know, who need that. There's also text learning. We have it divided into two portals that we use for this. The first is the Go1 portal, where the video-based learning is. And we use our Microsoft Teams portal, where we have all text lessons and guides, you know, to the exams. We also have a teacher's assistant that will communicate with the individuals. We offer the different courses that we offer, as you can see here, is digital literacy, Microsoft Office Specialist, Microsoft 365 Fundamentals, Microsoft Teams Administrator. We'd like people to start out if they have no experience at all. We'd like them to start out in digital literacy and then move up to Microsoft Office, then the 365 Fundamentals. And then they can go from digital literacy to the CompTIA A+. And you can go to the next slide, please. Okay. The other courses that we offer are the CompTIA A+ certification, the CompTIA Network Plus, and Security Plus. And this is just the first year, and the Microsoft Azure Fundamentals. This is just the first year. What we're trying to do here is we're going to build a program that will take people eventually to full stack development in IT. But if you picture a train going from, you know, New York to Florida, right, that would be the 3 years. But but along the way, there's multiple stops. So your beneficiaries can come in, they can take a course as a CompT and network administrator, and then they can go get a job for that. And what's really cool is we partnered with Cielo RPO, which is the largest recruitment processing outsourcing company in the world. And Cielo has agreed to take the resumes of the individuals who passed the certification exams and give their resumes to their recruiters to place with their clients. And the offer that we have here is that we are offering 150 licenses, and these licenses will be good through August 31st of this year. So if you have individuals that you can weed out who are interested in IT, level IT certifications, you can send them over to us. If you hit the next slide, please. And we currently have 17 beneficiaries from ENs in the program already. And Rob gave us the opportunity to speak to you again so that we can get more. Like I said, we have 150, so we have a ways to go. And if you have an interest, you can contact me at mike@disabledperson.com, or you can call at 760-420-1269. And again, 760-420-1269. That's a quick overview of the ACT Academy. Any questions, just feel free to give me a call or an email. With regards to the talent acquisition portal, we are also offering access to all the ENs to the talent acquisition portal through the end of 2022. We currently have 42 ENs who have accepted the invitation, and we're happy to take as many as as many ENs that that want to participate. We currently have streaming 410,000 jobs on the talent acquisition portal. All those jobs are new, they're within 30 days, so they're not jobs that have been there forever. The jobs that come into the portal aren't scrapes from anywhere, they're put there purposely by the employers. So just so you know, and again, if you have an interest in the talent acquisition portal, you can reach me at my email, mike@disabledperson.com, or give me a call, 760-420-1269. So I'm going to turn it back over to the operator, and if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Operator?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press *1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And again, that is *1 for questions. We'll take our first question from Beverly Johnson with MVLE.
Yes, I am calling in, so I'm not able to see the actual PowerPoint slide. Will this information be emailed out to the EN?
I think that would be a question for either Cognizant or Social Security, but I'm sure that we can get it out there.
Okay. I would very much like the information. Is there any way I can leave my email with someone to send me the information on the talent acquisition opportunities for ENs and the individuals?
So Mike, I'll take this. This is Rob from SSA. Jocelyn, can we send out the slides or make them available on one of our pages?
That will be
hello.
Great. Thank you.
Hello. This is Jocelyn. We can make them available right after this meeting, and also we'll provide an address as well if you want us to email directly.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go to our next question from Paula VA with My Employment Options.
Hi there, everyone. Mike, great job. I wanted to find out whether for either of these, the training program and the portal, whether a person has to be on disability to qualify?
Yeah, good question. The answer is yeah. We are saving, you know, both for, you know, for individuals with disabilities. That's what we do. The licenses that we have are just for individuals with disabilities. We're offering it to the beneficiaries of the EN and also VR consumers and VA consumers. And the talent acquisition portal is an invite only just for people with disabilities.
Right. I just have a lot of people with disabilities calling me who aren't on Social Security disability. That's why I was asking. But they need to have some kind of funding behind them, I guess.
Say that again, please.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have a lot of people who are disabled who have been contacting me but aren't on disability. That's why I just was asking.
They don't have to. So, I mean, we offer it to you as an EN, and then you would take that and send them over to us if they're one of your beneficiaries.
Now, are you reassigning the tickets to I'm not even sure if you're an EN or not.
We're not an EN. Yeah, we're not an EN.
All right. Well, great, great. I'm excited about it. I'm sure
Thank
I have
you.
People.
We'll go to our next question from Karma Franco with Hochdahl.
Hello. We are an independent living center as well as an EN. And so I guess my question is similar to her. So the scenario that I'm understanding is that we sign up with your services, and then we refer our clients whether or not they are on current ticket status. Is that correct? Is my idea correct?
So for the ACT Academy, they would need to be on the ticket status. For the talent acquisition portal, if you're an independent living center and you have a job developer who's working in that independent living, you know, in living center, then we can create an agency for you as an independent living center on the talent acquisition portal. And then you can invite those individuals as you know, consumers looking for work. Yes.
Yes. It's a constant question about people asking us to pay for their educational services, but we're a nonprofit, so we really don't have those types of funds. So this is golden, and I don't know. I think this is great. Thank you.
Thank you. Feel free to reach out.
Will do. Will do.
We'll take our next question from Robert Del Castillo with Assistant Employment Services.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. This question is regarding the ICAP. I think you guys held a some type of training for the grant that should be coming up soon. I believe in June that they're going to do the RFP. Would you be holding anything else like that? We weren't able to do that particular course or class. Would anything else come up before we could submit that?
That's a good question. This is Rob from Social Security.
Hey, Rob.
Hi. If you go to grants.gov and you search SSA ICAP, it should take you to the actual announcement on grants.gov. Within that announcement should be a point of contact listed that you can email, and it's probably somebody at SSA. So bear with me, I haven't read the actual announcement. But if you email that contact on grants.gov, that person will be able to give you information as to whether there's going to be any additional events about the ICAP opportunity, or can most likely send you additional information if it's available. Does that help?
That does. That does help. Thank you. Thank you so much. And that person will also let us know when they're going to send out the request for proposals as well. Or do you know? Would you know when that, around what time that's going to come out?
That should be in the announcement itself. So you should see those dates in that announcement on grants.gov.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Sure.
And as there are no further questions at this time, I'll turn the call over to Jocelyn Greenwich.
Good afternoon and good morning. My name is Jocelyn Greenwich, and I am the project director for the Social Security TPM contract. And I wanted to, again, reintroduce myself and my team. I believe the last time we probably all spoke was we were in the middle of the transition from the previous contractor, Maximus, and working with them to finalize and transition all work over to Team Cognizante to support you and all for the future work, community changes, and exciting things that we have coming up in the future. I wanted to take a moment to introduce the EN development and training team. Majority of you have already started engagements, communications, meetings with the team. But for those that are not familiar with the EN team, development training team, I wanted to take a moment to introduce you to the senior EN development and training manager, Derek Shields. He will oversee and work with the EN team on all things training, communications, and outreach, and also engagement as well. Over the course of the next couple months, you will be seeing additional communications and messaging as we work to not only, you know, standardize and maintain the current processes and planning that's in place, but also ways and communications for areas and for improvements, getting feedback, and also as the years come, looking for ways to improve things in the community out there. And in supporting Derek is our EN Development and Training Manager, Keitra Hill. Many of you have probably already started communications and speaking with her as she oversees the account managers team. And she will working with not only the account managers, but also supporting Derek as well with all of the strategic and tactical work that the team relies on for the day-to-day communications. And so in this team, we have 7 account managers that are supporting you with a variety of tools, some of them with the Bridge, LMS Learning Technical Assistance, the EN Training Inquiries Enrollment, EN Marketing Strategies, and Partnership Plus. Each of the 7 ENs are broken out into the different categories, and in the slide deck for each of the ENs, which we have, you can reach out to them respectively if you see them for each of the categories and territories that they support. Or also, if you have any questions and are generally EN questions, you can reach out to our main message box, which is enoperations@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. Any member of the EN team will gladly be able to assist you with any questions and point you in the right directions if you have not heard from anybody today. But I'm assuming everybody has been in contact with their new account manager and working to set up those meetings and calls for the future. With that being said, I thank you all for your time, and I will turn this now over to Kara to give the update.
Thanks, Jocelyn, and good afternoon. So first, the APOR, the Annual Performance Outcome Report, which most of you are very familiar with, that is due this coming Monday, February 28th. If you are excluded, you generally know who you are, but those are the state VR agencies and the American Job Centers, or ENs, that receive their agreement in 2021 or 2022. Each EN program contact received an email with a unique link to the APOR. If you do not have that, please send that in to where APOR questions go for help. That would be SSAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.gov. I apologize. It's SSAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. And that help desk can help you with any APOR assistance that you need. There is also an APOR questions and frequently FAQ page, and that is yourtickettowork.ssa.gov/resources/resource-documents.html. In addition, the security awareness training, which is form SSA 222, is also due this coming Monday, February 28th. You can send that to security awareness training 222@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. If you do have multiple staff members, all EN staff must sign and keep a copy of the 222 form on file at your EN location. The signatory authority or the suitability contact must submit the addendum form that lists all the staff who have completed the 222 form. If you're a one-person shop, so you only have one person at your EN, you should submit the security awareness training form, and the addendum is not required. Every single year, we terminate people for not filling out the 222 or the APOR or both. So please make sure you get that in on time. It's pretty simple to do, and it's really silly to be terminated because you did not do this. But it is one of your obligations in your ticket program agreement. In addition, we have service provider foundations training. This training provides the EN information needed to perform the duties and responsibilities required under the ticket program agreement. New ENs and new key personnel for any EN are required to complete startup within 60 days following your TPA award or designation of new key personnel. Failure to comply with this training may result in sanctions as well. If you have new staff, you hire new people, people leave, any of that type of stuff, any staff changes, you must report that within 24 hours. You can send that to enservice@ssa.gov. Key personnel must be reported within 3 business days of the event. The signatory, and those people include the signatory authority, the program contact, ticket holder, service site contact person, suitability contact person, payments, and ticket portal users. So please make sure you report changes. The TPA change form must be completed by your agency signatory authority, and it is on the Ticket to Work website. We have a systems change coming on April 4th. So SAM will be switching from DUNS to UEI. It's a new system, DUNS, which is you get your DUNS number from Dun & Bradstreet, and the government contracts with them, and the government does not want to contract with them any longer. We want to bring this, the federal government wants to bring it in-house, so they're switching to what they call a UEI number. This will not affect your business with SSA whatsoever. We'll continue to use a DUNS number, which we're going to switch to the acronym PID behind the scenes as your unique identifier, and we'll be applying the UEI to your account in the background. You do not need to take any action. Your payments and ticket assignments will continue to operate normally. We just wanted you to be aware of it because everyone that has a DUNS number will be receiving a UEI number automatically. It's nothing you need to do. brand new ENs or if someone wants to apply for a new model, we will have those instructions for ENs shortly. I will now hand it over to Jamie for outreach updates.
Thanks, Kara. Good afternoon and good morning, everyone. This is Jamie Pendergraft. I'm going to go ahead and ask Catherine to head forward to my slides, please. All right. To start off with my section of the presentation, we're going to talk a little bit about social media. As you all know, we do schedule daily social media posts on both Facebook and Twitter, and we frequently promote our content, basically. We promote blog posts, ticket program resources and fact sheets, our WISE webinars, success stories, other Social Security updates, and relevant information from other federal agencies or organizations. We do ask if you have any thoughts on any social media content or you have something that you would like us to share, please do reach out and I'll provide some contact information later in the presentation. But if you have any thoughts you'd like to share or resources that we should post on social media, please do let us know. We do publish a weekly blog post and we do frequently publish an annual update about what's new for the year for 2022, which includes updated information about SGA and trial work period. And we also publish a monthly career fairs blog post. And we encourage you to share these as well. They're really good resources just to have at your fingertips. You can post them on social media, and the first week of the month, there you go. You have a list of all of the national career fairs happening in the country, as well as some local career fairs as well. We do typically see an average viewership of above 6,000 views. Next slide, please. Next slide. We also regularly publish Ticket to Work fact sheets. And these provide information about the program and other work incentives. Some recent ones include fact sheets about Medicaid and Medicare employment supports, along with what is Social Security's Ticket to Work program. And those are basically 2 to 3 pagers that you can either provide links to or you can print out and share with folks who are coming in to see you who have questions about certain topics. We have a wide variety of fact sheets in what we call our library. And you can visit, if you go to the link on the slide, you can visit the library for a specific fact sheet and then click library to see a list of all of our available fact sheets. But that What is Social Security's Ticket to Work program is a great resource for people who can who come through the door or send you a note who want some basic information about the program. Next slide, please. Next slide. Our next slide is about our WISE webinars, and we do have one tomorrow. WISE stands for Work Incentive Seminar Event Webinars, and these are online events that are designed to help ticket program beneficiaries learn more about work incentives and the ticket program through accessible learning opportunities. They are typically held on the fourth Wednesday of every month. And we usually see about 400 to 600 people attend the webinars. Our next webinar is actually tomorrow, so I hope you all will join, and I hope that you've all been sharing information about tomorrow's webinar on your social media or through your email list. So it is tomorrow, February 23rd, from 3 to 4:30 Eastern, and the topic is Ticket to Work Support on Your Journey to Employment. We do send sample social media posts for you all to share every month through GovDelivery, and we do request that you share those if you can, or feel free to log on to our social media and just like and reshare our posts about the webinars. We typically have them pinned to the very top of our page, so they're easy to find. I do want to note that the March webinar will actually be on the fifth Wednesday of the month, so it will be on March 30th. And if anyone receives any questions, we will not be opening registration until the second week of March. Next slide, please. The next slide talks about success stories, and we do have a success story page, and we rely on all of you for publishing our success stories. We wouldn't have any leads without you. So I will talk about how to send candidates in just a second. But to give an overview of our different types of success stories, we actually have two. The ones that we call success stories are people who have achieved financial independence with the help of the ticket program. We also have stepping stone stories, which feature individuals who have made a big step on the path to financial independence, but they haven't yet gone off of benefits. So these are folks who maybe went back to school or bought a car, made some step on the path to that financial independence, but have not become fully financially independent yet. So we like to see every step on the journey, so that's why we decided to start doing stepping stone stories. At this time, we are still taking candidates for potential stories, and you can send them to stories@choosework.ssa.gov. You may not hear back from us right away about a story being developed because we are just ramping up our 2022 success story process. So do send them anyway so that we can start planning. But you may not get a response right away, and we're not quite in the development phase yet, but do send them our way. Next slide, please. As I mentioned, there's lots of ways to stay in touch with us. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/choosework. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/choosework SSA. We also have a YouTube channel with some success story videos on there. You can watch at www.youtube.com/choosework. And then you can also subscribe to Gov Delivery updates. And I know that links are being provided in the chat, but you can go to the choosework.ssa.gov page, and in the contact section of the website, you can subscribe for Gov Delivery updates there and also find all of our social media channels. And with that, I will turn it back over to the operator for questions.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1. Again, that is *1 for questions. Are there any questions from the web Q&A?
Yes, this is Keetra Hill. There is a question from Natalie Harrison about the SSA 222. Does the SSA 222 have to be in paper form on file in the office, or can it be scanned copy on file?
Hi, this is Kara. It can be scanned and copied on file. The key is it has to be accessible to the agency if we ever need it.
Okay, thank you, Kara. Another question about the 222. Will we receive an acknowledgement from the Security Awareness Inbox when submitting our form?
Is Lakeisha on?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We would have to get back to you, and that goes to a certain staff at Cognosante, and I would have to ask the staff who's handling the APOR and 222. But if you've sent it in and you've not received it, I would say you're not going to get an acknowledgement. If we haven't received it by the 28th, we will send out something saying we have not received it.
There is, I guess, a question and comment. I've been having multiple issues with getting new staff through the suitability process. I would love to speak to someone about my experiences. Who would I contact?
Sure,
I think that would be
you.
Yeah, you can reach out to Ian Service, and if you're trying to send an email with the experience, if you want to talk to somebody, you can shoot me an email, and I can set up a separate call with you that you can tell me what your experience is, and we can try to figure it out from there.
The next question is, what is the acronym that you share use when saying this number is replacing the DUNS?
Oh, it was the UEI. I think it's you. I have to Google it. I apologize. Our systems person is off today, so I am not a systems expert.
This is Patrice. It's the Unique Entity ID, UEI.
So thanks, Patrice.
Sure.
And like I said before, it will be, for those who are already in EN, it'll be completely behind the scenes. You will get your number. We have already received your numbers. So our Office of Systems is making an update to our systems as we speak. So there should not, it should be very seamless for the ENs.
Thank you. There's another question about the security awareness. When did a notification go out about the SSA 222 submission?
It went out the end of January. I think January 28th possibly is when it initially went out, and weekly reminders are going out as well. Like I received one today. So everybody who hasn't done it yet should have received something today.
There's a question about UEI. Does UEI connect with CAGE?
I don't know. I would assume so, but I don't know that. I mean, what we are told is everybody will receive it and it will be seamless.
Okay, thank you. There's a question about WISE webinars. How do we log into the WISE webinars?
Thanks, Keitra. This is Jamie. If you register online at choosework.ssa.gov/WISE, when you register, you'll receive a confirmation email that includes a registration link and also a phone number if you're only able to dial in.
Okay, thank you. Another question about the 222. Do VREs need to submit the SSA 222 forms?
No, they do not.
I believe that's all the questions we have at this time in reference to the topics discussed today.
And we do have a question over the phone line from Kelly Sandel with ABLE-SC.
Hey there. As it relates to the issues with suitability, we are also fighting the good fight. You mentioned that we could email. Can you provide the email address so we can chat a little bit more, because we have reached out to EN Services. We've called them. We're still having issues.
Yeah, you can send me an email. It's Kara, C-A-R-A, dot Kaplan, C-A-P-L-A-N, at ssa.gov. I will say that with suitability, we don't do suitability in our office. So we don't have control over it.
you know, I can meet with the manager over there and, you know, they try to push them through for us as best they can. But I will say a lot of the times it is on, I don't want to say like the Ian's fault, but I mean, and we have a lot of contractors, I'll use that term loosely, I know it's agreements, under the Ticket to Work program with the WIPAs, the PADs, the ENs. And a lot of times people aren't filling out the form either in its entirety, completely correct. A lot of times people are not hitting that submit button at the very end, I've learned. So just please make sure that when you are submitting for suitability that you've triple checked everything. You have to have your name, your legal name correctly done the same way every time you put it in.
That's fair. I appreciate that. We've historically had an easy go of it. It's something, a recent something where people are needing to do like two or three times going through the process. So I will send you an email.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome.
We'll go to our next question from Beverly Johnson with MVLE.
Yes, I just wanted to make sure as far as the security document that was signed and needed to be sent back by the 28th. How can we confirm if our signature form was received?
You can send an email to, let me get the address up again, I apologize. And Keitra, or I don't know who's running the chat, but can someone make sure that the links are up in the chat? I can't see them, but it's you can send it to, just send it to ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. And then there's
okay,
another
so,
email, which is security awareness training 222@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov.
So we will be able to get a response back to say that it was received?
Yes. They, if you give them your DUNS number and the name of your EN, and I would just say we'd like confirmation that you received our, you know, 222 form.
Okay, and one more question. If we was to call the help desk, would they be able to confirm that it was received?
Which help desk?
The ticket.
That's a payment help desk. So
they,
yeah, that help desk is for payment. So they would not be able to confirm it.
They would, so strictly those two emails that you have provided. Okay.
Yeah. And what is the name of your EN?
MVLE.
MVLE. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Nina Schultz with Vertigo Job Center.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear
yeah,
you.
Hello. Oh, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I just had a question regarding the rollover form. Apparently, I'm already cleared. I have suitability clearance level 5. And I think we just need a contact information to who is in charge of the rollover form so that I can have access to the portal or the employment network program.
You mean to get you enrolled into the portal? You've already,
well, yes.
Have you already
yes,
received
we're just,
a letter from the suitability office saying that your rollover form has been accepted?
No, that's what we've been trying to figure out. We haven't heard from anyone with regards to the status of that, and we're trying to expedite it because I think it has been more than a month now. It was so my rollover form was already submitted more than a month ago. So we just want to make sure that, you know, it's being, expedited, or I guess we need a contact number or maybe person to reach out to, because we have no idea who to reach out to regarding this.
I would send it to Ian Service, your concern, and they can give you, they'll give you the 1-800 number.
Okay.
And also,
it's a separate...
you can send it, yeah, and just put attention for Natalie Sandeldorfer, and she'll take care of it. She works for SSA.
I'm new. Oh, awesome.
Okay.
If you can spell that
sure.
name. And...
no problem. It's Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Sandeldorfer, S-E-N-D-L-D-O-R-F-E-R.
Is that S as in Susan or F as in Frank?
F as in Frank.
Oh, Dorfer. And I'm sorry, but is there an email or
if you just send it to Ian, if you send it to Ian Service at SSA.gov, she will get it.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure.
Here's there are no further questions at this time. This concludes today's call. As a reminder, the next meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.